Chapter 6. The Green Machines. Comprehension. Read this passage. The mass production of cars was developed by Henry Ford in the 1920s and 30s. At that time, Ford wanted to know how to build cars as quickly and cheaply as possible. It is only recently that people have begun to think about what happens to cars when we no longer have any use for them. How can we get rid of all the old cars we do not want anymore? People have become slaves to the car over the last 60 years. As more new cars are built, the old ones are thrown away to become piles of rotting metal. Hundreds of millions of abandoned vehicles lie in yards and dumps all over the world. At a time when people are becoming more green, that is, more aware of the environment, the problem of used cars is now more of an environmental nightmare than ever. The materials used to build cars, mainly steel, plastic, and rubber, are all long-lasting and take hundreds of years to disappear naturally. It is not easy to recycle a whole car. 75% of a car is metal, which can be shredded and melted down to make new steel. But the remaining 25% is more difficult to break down. This is made up of many different kinds of plastic, as well as rubber and glass. Public pressure, however, is forcing car manufacturers to invent ways of building cars so that they can easily be broken up into parts ready for recycling at the end of their lives. New BMWs, for example, are now built with this in mind, and even use some recycled materials in their construction. Rubber tires have always been a big environmental problem and are difficult to recycle cheaply. Because the rubber used to make tires contains oil, there is a lot of energy stored in each one. Now, power plants are being built which generate electricity by burning old tires. They will certainly not run out of fuel for a very long time.